is all over choice. I didn't notice it.
Yes.
All right, so welcome to our podcast. This is Nadia and Rodney, Rodney and Nadia. We are going to be talking about stuff. We tend to talk a lot, talk each other's head off, so we say it's cool to actually record some conversations. So this is going to be talking about the versus battles. So we watch our fair share of versus battles, but the one that came up recently really wanted us to sit down and talk about it. Not the Beanie Man versus Bounty Killer. So we're going to dive into that. Yes, it's Beanie Man versus Bounty Killer. The versus battle was last Saturday, and the versus have been going on. I haven't told you how long, probably since the Corona started. I don't know if they had this prior, or you just haven't noticed it, but it really picked up. If it didn't start before Corona, it really got popular during the Corona. Swiss Beats in Timberland, and now it spilled over to Jamaican dancehall. So it was hype, I mean. Next to Erykah Badu and Jill Scott again. I don't think anybody's as excitable with this Beanie Man and Bounty. I think that was a pretty hype. Because it being, I guess, where we're going from, it's excited to hear these old school artists and these renowned artists about to go toe for toe. I realized that watching it turned more on a sound clash and a versus. Whereas these dudes were just freestyling on the beat, seeing who was a better rapper. Or performing, I don't got them rappers, we just got them. It's artists, I don't know what it's called. I don't know what it's called.
I think it was really smart to diversify the catalog of music that was being offered. So you had R&B, you had the soulful music. So you had Jagged Edge and 112, and then you had Erykah Badu and Jill Scott.
Mm-hmm.
And who else were you looking
T-Pain
at?
T-Pain and Lil Jon.
T-Pain and Lil Jon was like really hype. Yeah, it was really good. Ludacris and Nelly. And so now you're coming to Beanie Man and Bounty Killer. And I thought it was smart because you got persons from... Like, that's a whole niche market.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you got the dancehall lovers. And then, too, many of the songs that they played were actually, like, crossover hits. So you had songs that featured R&B artists or rap artists, too. Mm-hmm. So that kind of widened the appeal or the market that they appealed to, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was smart because it was a different way of approaching it. Instead of just like straight on American music, and then you had like, you know, the Jamaican dance hall American fusion with it too. So it was good. It was highly anticipated. From they announced it, that was it. Like, people, they didn't have to pay promoters
no.
at all, because people shared it. People started going and reviewing the music on their own.
That's really good, huh?
People were promoting it with the videos in terms of how they would be that night. So you had persons who had their own, like, TikTok videos with dancing and hyping it up. And that was really smart. So there was all of this interest that was already drummed up for the night of the verses with them. And then classic. They didn't start on time.
It's the real Caribbean party.
The real Caribbean.
8 o'clock and fellas, the DJs is going on. So
it's just the DJs DJs just testing their music. So, you know, like, you were really excited. You know, I'm not going to log on until, let's say it started at 8 o'clock. I'm going to log on until 8 o'clock. You have like 215,000 people looking at these two GGAs, looking at their laptops, like, what is happening right now?
Yeah.
Then the artists standing there in the building. You had,
which is crazy because this is a room, and like, they had to drive up nowhere. It's just like,
no, you're like, y'all are there.
No security.
Y'all are there. Why you hiding? Just come on camera. You had Beanie Man in the comments before you even went on the screen.
It's hilarious. They didn't even start with a prayer. I was like,
they did. They did. Listen.
They opened in prayer.
They had their national anthem. And, like, they took it to a different level because, ultimately, they kept saying that it was for the culture, for the culture. Yeah,
and they brought culture through it, and that's very important.
I think so. I think there was a quote that said that, I can't say who it was attributed to, but that this did more for Jamaican tourism than they realized. And I think that's true because you have all of this interest. It reminded persons of why they were interested in this music and this culture, and maybe they need to revisit it. And I think it was a smart move. So kudos to the promoter who actually made the made it happen for the Jamaican artist. Yeah. I cannot remember her name.
That's the lady they hugged on camera.
Yes.
Okay.
The little light-skinned lady, short lady. Yeah.
Yeah, she did a lot. She's a unsung hero for sure because that brought. I don't think, I know me for sure. I would never think of Beanie Man and Bontigilla as to do a versus battle. And I think that opened the door to so much other, like you say, genres to now have a versus battle. So that opened because I mean the talk of the town on IG and social media was like, who's gonna be next? Who's next? Mm-hmm. So then and all these things. After you had Babyface and Teddy Riley, even though it wasn't as successful because of the neck connection, but that's such heavy hitters in the name.
Yeah.
So it's like, man, who could be next? And you had Nelly and Luda, who were like real popping at the time. And like, who could follow her up?
Mm-hmm.
Then you got Erykah Badu and Jill Scott. I said, man, these are queens and Neo Soul. Who could follow that up? So I thought the Beanie Man and Bounty was a good, because they really took it in a different direction. And because some of those already had relations and rapport in the sense that they competed in sound clashes, but like in the 90s.
So they clash in 93.
So even reading up on it, because it was like the Bounty admired Beanie until he realized that Beanie sold his sound and they was beefing from then. So they said they put aside whatever issues that they had to bring this to the culture. And I think collectively everybody enjoyed it because it's like, it really took you to a show down memory lane. Now, I would admit, if you aren't in that background, then it could be like, I don't understand what's happening there. Like, if you came to hear cleanly cut tracks, this wasn't the time for you. Like, I know when I first asked, okay, you get this song, but it's more of a how they could perform, who could perform each other,
yes,
rather than who had the better catalog.
I mean, they started off with the catalog of music, right? Yeah. And then it got hype. The energy got, like, palpable.
Yeah.
It was like through the roof, and they just started vibing off of each other and bouncing off of each other, and yeah, who could be the better showman? Because I mean, Beanie would have a lot of the crossover hits. I mean, Bounty had a few. Bounty had the song with
We Go Bad Zombies on.
Yeah.
I remember.
Okay, but like, so Beanie Man had more readily digestible songs for those persons who aren't really familiar with Jamaican music.
Mm-hmm.
And Bounty would have been more of the, listen, I've been in this dancehall life long time,
mm-hmm,
before this was even popular. Those are his type of fans, yeah, right? But like they went with each other and they made it so energetic and hype. And it was really about showmanship,
yeah,
and the performance. And I liked what it turned into. So it went from like the regular verses to, okay, let's make this a real
Jamaican
show.
It's
a concert.
It turned into song clash. Yes. It legit turned into song clash. And I told someone, I say, if you were to grade this as a versus, it wasn't a versus, and it's unfair to label it as a versus. But if it's just a pure entertainment value, I think this is the best one they've had thus far. Mm-hmm. And what it helped too is that the one of the issues you have in verses is because the artists are in two different locations, then one may have strong in that service and then some may have weak in that service. And that has been plaguing, I think, almost every verses except for this. It's hilarious. And we go to go into the 112 one after this, but it's hilarious. But with them, they're in the same area.
Mm-hmm.
they actually share the same room, so they wouldn't have that issue. So now you see how it would be if you didn't have that barrier of technology. So that's, I think that's how they tapped into that real energy. Like you said, they were 7 feet off each other. So I think they had a lot of flashbacks. And Bounty Killer came to perform. Like, okay. I don't know what Beanie thought Bounty Killer came to perform. I think Bounty Killer came to revive his career. Bounty Killer said he forgot who Bounty Killer was.
Clearly.
Beanie says he can't dance all, but like, I'm going to come to class for that though. And I think Bounty really came to perform.
Yeah, he performed.
The highlight of the night still is when the police came. Because that made it a real body.
You really want to be that guy?
And that, I guess that guy said no. Because the guy left. So I guess that guy said no. So that's the show. A real. They sat off late. They had a prayer. They had police try to stop them. They ended up doing some talking. Mm-hmm. So it really was a experience. It shows you that we have a lot to look forward to once this thing lifts away. And they're just partying together and just having clean fun. And then that definitely was missed during this quarantine.
I agree.
So let's go round by round. And you are more versed in the dance hall than me. I'm a more hip hop person.
I apologize in advance for my. My renditions that y'all about to hear. I'm gonna lose my civility in this.
I had to look these things up because I'm not that's true. Like I said, he was Beanie fan, but like this later work, not his earlier stuff. So round one, they have Beanie Man's Maddie, which is his first number one hit on the Jamaican charts, versus Bounty Killer featuring Special Ed, Jessica Killer. And apparently this is Bounty Killer when he's young in 95 with this guy from Brooklyn rapping Special Ed. So that surprised me because Bounty being crossover long time.
Right.
Whereas I thought Beanie was a crossover success. Bounty Killer being in New York from the mid-90s. Mm. So I didn't know that.
You don't have to worry about this round with me because I had no idea what any of these were.
Yeah, but they gave it to, reading from Billboard, gave it to Beanie because that's his number one hit.
Mm-hmm.
So second one, we have Memories and Beanie Man versus Suspense. And again, these is they went in the crates with these ones. they got these old stuff. So now the Suspense song, apparently, what did it say? So the Beanie song was on the Hot Wax Rhythm. So why, if you know the Memory song, that was sampled in Drake's song Controller.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Yeah, you know Drake like the sample and stuff, and that's with Mid-90s. So, so now getting the stuff that we know about now. Round three, because those first two rounds. That's when the body just started, feeling some calm, and announcing the side, this reflexing itself.
You weren't even muggled yet. You just getting your drinks.
No, you just, you're getting your drinks, you're walking through. You probably still in the line to get inside.
Yes.
Probably still in the line to get inside. But round three is when they started jamming. Round three, Beanie Man plays Slam. Like, give me the y'all do we get a slam. But Bounty Killer play Living Dangerously.
Okay.
So what do you think? Which one? Yeah, since we know these ones.
Give me the gal them with the wickedest slam.
The type of gal I want to rub up she man.
Wow.
And the gal want to get the medal, you got to give the gal the real, you got to give it the real ghetto gal.
Ghetto slam, yes. Okay, and then compared to what?
Dangerously. You're living dangerously. Dangerous.
Lot
one
of mercy.
Man, you're one man, you're living too dangerous for me.
Oh, wow.
And just me and Barrington Levy.
Whew.
Lot of mercy.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Okay. So before I know which one, Billboard, I would have to say Beanie Man.
Beanie Man
would have to take that for me.
Why?
Although I really love Living Dangerously. I think I just had a good energy throughout the whole song. But for me personally, the reaction that you would get out of me when I hear that Beanie Man song.
The opening of it especially.
Yes.
Give me the galley with the
it's over. Mm-hmm. It's over. It's a bam, bam, bam. It's that for me.
But Living Dangerously is to me that kind of popish, real reggae classicish type song. Imagine I'm a Barney Lee fan.
And still, which keep incites a little two bit
different
of class.
Things. It does incite two different
right.
things.
Right.
So, yeah.
But if I want to wild out a little bit. Because I have to show you the wickedest slam now. Yeah. You've already challenged me. I have to now put it out there for you to understand.
Trying to get that medal.
Okay, I am. Here it is. I got to stretch. We got to start this.
Got you.
So, yeah, I would have to say Beanie. But what did Billboard say?
Billboard says a tie. Mainly because both are classics.
Yes.
Both are popular. One might be popular with the ladies with the wickedest slam.
Mm-hmm.
The next one have the classic vocals of Barney Levy. So yes. they get that one a tie, which I agree with, because mm-hmm. both are cool. Now, yeah. round four, Beanie Man played Dancehall Queen. Wow. Yeah, and Monty Gillard played Summer Breezin' with Diana King featuring him.
Yeah, he pulled out Diana King, and that's not really the song that I'm familiar with from Diana King. Oh, what is
but,
the song?
But even that is amazing, and there's something I learned in watching this. I really would have said Beanie was a more featured artist, but Bounty Killer really had a lot of features.
Shy Guy from Diana King. Let me tell you.
A lot of Mercy, Mercy, Mercy. That's all.
95.
So he had a feature. So I mean, to his credit, that's a pretty hot song, and he had a feature with that artist.
Yeah.
That's Bounty really crossover. Like I really, that's my fault. I really thought Beanie was a crossover success. Bounty being over the long time. And I guess that was his initial beef was that. Mm-hmm. I paved the way for this kind of music in terms of bringing the Jamaican song to New York, and then you just come and kick the door down and didn't really give me credit for it. Yes. So what do you pick? I don't know, Summer Breezin, but I know Dancehall Queen though.
That's well, the thing for the
movie.
Queen,
yeah,
sorry.
I mean, that's the theme for the movie. I mean,
yeah.
The classic.
Limited knowledge.
Yeah, know. Yeah. But Billboard gave it the Beanie as well, though.
Yeah.
It's a classic sounding song, too. Mm-hmm. It sounds like early Jamaican music, though. So that's round four. Round five, we had Beanie Man versus Lil Kim, Fresh from Yard. And then Bounty Killer featuring Drew Dimash, Suicide and Murder. Now, I don't know. Suicide. Again, I'm not as big a fan of Bounty in this regard, but the fact that Beanie had Lil Kim, and that was his first international song, so he played that night with the features and stuff.
Can I say pass?
Yeah, both were, because I don't know, but they get at the Beanie as well, though, because that's Lil Kim at high of her career was really riding Biggie Shadow, so she really was New York. Okay. And there's a female rapper, too. It wasn't much female rapper. So number six, T.I. versus Beanie Man, sorry, T.I. featuring Beanie Man, I'm Serious. And then Bounty Killer versus featuring Mobb Deep with Deadly Zone.
You have a little club or something?
Yeah. No, it's hip hop radio.
So, what's the song again?
Deadly Zone. And then, I'm Serious, I could probably find that. But like I said, I need these stuff. And because, no, I can't pull up. These stuff that's playing the most random stuff in my opinion.
I mean, just... So going back to hyping up this whole thing before the actual verses came on, there was literally, I had to track it with my Fitbit, 50 minutes of us playing Beanie and Bounty Killer songs and like really dancing and getting excited, and none of these songs.
Not only Slam I think and Dancehall Queen. Because how this really started is I remember me and he was talking about it, and he was telling me, babe, Bounty Killer, about to get Beanie Man. And I say, no. And my humblest opinion, I think Beanie would bury Bounty Killer.
Right.
Because there's a lot of songs we forgot about Beanie, and from reading these stuff, there's a lot of songs that we forgot about Bounty Killer as well. But I know, I mean, I was a Beanie fan, but like when we was in high school, Beanie was on fire. Beanie was doing the do, and Beanie really was carrying Dancehall to the next level. So when I heard this, I was like, this isn't even a competition. And that's me not knowing the backstory about right. Clash 93 or the fact that Bounty was a real pioneer in terms of that mm-hmm. regard. And Beanie is the one who came behind him and really took the mantle. So that's before I know all that stuff. But now I know. So I again, that's an answer. You skip. But they get at the Bounty Killer though, because Mobb Deep, I assume.
There you go.
Yeah, so next one is, I know these ones now. Gorilla Black featuring Beanie Man. I can't say feature. Anyway, Gorilla Black featuring Beanie Man Compton. Gorilla Black is the fellow selling Biggie Smalls.
Oh.
And then Bounty Killer featuring the Fugees for Hip Hopper.
Sorry. Hip Hopera wins for me.
Because Hip Hopera is a classic, even though it's a rare song to me. That's a classic Wyclef Jean song.
Uh-huh.
Because Wyclef tends to push the boundaries in terms of sound. And that was a clown. And then I don't know, the Compton song to me, like it sounds like Shine, Bad Boys. Yeah. Beanie Man and Bounty Killer. Yeah.
Yes.
So, yeah, they agree with you and they give it the Bounty as well. So, next one, mm-hmm. and this again, these are songs we know again.
Jesus.
Romy. It's all about Romy. Any big fat sister, Naomi. I know Naomi to them.
Listen.
I know Naomi to them, but he called on Naomi that song. I know, Naomi must see that money for him.
Y'all can't see me. My hands on my head. Because from you say Romy. Romy is such a serious song that I know nobody whose name is Romy. You couldn't possibly name your child Romy.
No.
Because everybody would sing
Romy. It's all about Romy.
And ask them if they have a big fat sister named Naomi.
And two of them think that they know me.
Some argument, throw me. Huh?
Okay. But Bounty Blair, worthless boy. And that's all he was
telling me. Them a worthless boy. Or liar. Oh.
So they were similar. That was pretty cool. They played similar sounding songs.
Wow. Okay. Can they give a tie again? Oh, I have to pick.
I'll tell you what they say.
Okay. All right. Cool.
Because this year catalog, and then we do 1-12, and then I'll reverse it. And I'll pick the stuff because that's my area.
Cool. That's your area.
I know. I admit I know more 1-12 than Tiger Heads than I know about Beanie Man and Bounty Killer.
Lord. I would say it's Romy. Yeah, as much as I like What This Boy. It's Romy though, because from you had a
over.
Shut it down, close it up.
Yeah, they agree with you. I think Romy is more of a classic because the entirety of the song, but like Worthless Boy, you have to sing it to remember what that song was. Literally, you have to sing it and say it the way it's sung in the song.
Mm-hmm.
Worthless Boy, oh liar, they be, oh, that's what that is. Mm-hmm. You just have to say Romy casually,
just Romy.
Like just in conversation, like. And that is the powerfulness of the song. So, another great joke, Romy, too. So, Beanie Man won that round.
Isn't there a minister with a name close to that?
His nickname is Romy. But Romeld, or something, is funny.
Oh, okay.
Romeld, yeah.
Okay.
I don't think he appreciates that. No, I don't know if he was just in Naomi. This, I don't think he found that funny.
She's slander.
Yeah. And they eating well now, so I don't know. So, moving on. Beanie Man, Old Dog. Versus Bounty Killer Stucky. I don't know what Stucky
old
is.
Dog.
What's Old Dog?
Old Dog like me.
That's what he's saying? Old Dog. What? That's what he's saying in that song? I mean it.
What are you saying?
I know that. That's he said Old Dog like me. Wow.
What did you thought he said?
No idea what he said.
Wow.
Remember he said the Tioge song? I didn't know this. Galangal. That's literally. Name of the song.
One by one,
I never heard in the song named Galong Girl. I never heard that. So that's Old Dog. And he plays so Stucky. I don't know who Stucky is.
I don't know.
Yeah, Stucky is well. Anyway, Old Dog one. Because, I mean, that's a classic song. And that's when Beanie had those classic songs when I've been there. But Bounty performance scared over there.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So we halfway through. Okay. 10 is, and this is where Bounty, Beanie's being unveiled now. Beanie played him and Maya, Girls, I'm Sugar. I don't care what Bounty Killer played, but Bounty Killer played.
Wow.
I don't know who's name. No, not Hendrix. And Coco Bravas, it's a party.
No.
I don't know who that is, but the fact that you have Maya.
Take the stars out the sky for you.
It's out. And then you had the Neptunes producing, man.
Yeah.
And you have Pharrell saying, Sim Sima. You have, come
no,
on.
No, I could do without that.
What? I think I'm a huge Pharrell Neptunes fan though.
I'm a huge Pharrell's Neptunes fan. Let's not get it twisted. Because Pharrell is a whole vampire who does not age.
But N.E.R.D. and the Neptunes, I'm a fan of their music. So I think he has a high percentage record in terms of creating hits.
Yes.
So, and the thing is, not to Bounty's, I guess, to Beanie's benefit. Beanie entered American music, when American music really, hip hop was really rising, whereas a lot of new sounds was coming around.
Yeah.
Whereas Bounty came in the 90s, where it was just really New York dominant.
So if he had waited like 3, 4, or 5 years,
because Pharrell from Virginia, Virginia, VA. So Pharrell was even on the hip hop scene in New York when Beanie was around, Bounty was around. Sorry,
it's junior school.
So Gordon, he probably was in Civil War. I mean, that probably 77 years old. That dude ages backwards. He got the Benjamin Button. But I mean, so Beanie had more of access to a catalog that Pharrell, that Bounty can have. So, I mean, that's what it is. And I don't know what it's about yet, though. So, that's part of it.
I'm sure if you were to play it, I would know what it is.
Yeah, I think we're to play it, because he lost her.
Wow.
So Beanie, round 11. and I don't know how Bond doing this, but Bounty, Beanie Blade, Wyclef left Jean, and them Love Me Now. So Love Me Now, or hate me more. Or Beast, yeah.
Still don't leave.
Bounty Blade, Guilty, with him and Swiss Beats.
That's why I'm guilty.
Todd, is that?
Yes.
I'm not a fan of that song.
What?
I don't know the song. I wouldn't even lie to you. Just,
okay, that's right.
And I always thought his sound was so consistently his sound. So everything else they added to it was just like, you just overlaid him with the sound. Whereas Bounty sounded like different. And just me being biased. Bounty sounded different in the songs. But they said Bounty agree with you. They said Bounty get a guilty song. I don't know.
Yes.
I like, but again, I admit I'm a Beanie Man fan. So Beanie played Murderation. I don't know what's Murderation, but him and Brandon Levy. And then Bounty played Luck. And I don't know what Luck is either.
I really wish we could
have
played the songs
right now. Yeah, mate. Let me see. Again, I don't know what Murderation is Luck. But I mean, again, it's Brandon Levy, though. I thought that would take it. I can't get online, so.
Murderation.
Alright, Bounty, so. Oh, and this was the time, as you look for it, this is the time when this actual song is in the police game.
You really want to be that guy?
Yeah. This Murderation?
No, I don't think this is it.
Oh, that's it. That's just...
Like, no.
So, yeah, that's when Bounty hit him with the. When Beanie hit him, which is hilarious, is. It was hilarious for two reasons. One, when Beanie was like, you really want to be this guy, be doing this X, Y, and Z. And Bounty Killer just left. Like, Bounty Killer just...
Bounty got experience. You're around here asking questions.
Bounty just left. Like, Bounty, I don't know where he left.
Nobody knows.
But I do it. Like,
they want clearly, me. They gotta work for this.
Bounty, he clearly had a flashback, or he clearly something happened. He said, you know what, bro? This is fun. This is real. This is real fun, but I must leave right now. Because I have stuff to do tomorrow and I can't afford to sleep over no
Bounty girl. Killer was afraid of the bounty hunter.
Alright, so round 13. This one, it was just rapping. Beanie Man, they played a showdown rhythm and Bounty, Beanie just was one. Because they wanted to be skill the vibe, so showdown juggling is what they called it, and Bounty played fed up. Because the thing is, what Bounty did.
People fed up.
And because of Bleach game, Bounty just sang his songs over different rhythms.
Mm-hmm.
Beanie tried to freeze out, and he caught on, and he stopped, and he started singing his own songs.
Mm-hmm, because so, how are you gonna hop on my song, on my rhythm, and make it sound better?
Yeah.
No, sir.
Beanie said, we ain't freeze out.
Shut this down. Quick.
So they get up the Bounty, his Bounty, that was a good song from Bounty, though. And then Beanie said, okay, then since you do that, then he started bringing back his old songs.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what Road Dance is. Around 14 is Road Dance, and Bounty Big Gyal. Don, oh, give me the dance, bossy dance. Oh, that was that. We roll like a boat. No, I don't know what dance is. Does he did not say anything about
this? Let me go to the Google.
Yeah, let's find out what's happening with Road Dance. And apparently, this one is early big hits.
Really?
Yeah, on the Cordy Roy rhythm. Oh, that's something they still do rhythm song. I don't even know they still share rhythms anymore.
You know. I know Soka does. Definitely.
Yeah. It's so good for Carnival and Sunday,
so. So, World Dance is who? Beanie?
Yeah, and they said that was the better one. Do you let me know? Okay. I don't know. That was the better
Come
one.
Come on, Internet. There we go.
I should play Beanie, my World Dance. And I got this, apparently, it's a song for the girls as well. And they labeled it as lyrically.
My phone doesn't believe in me anymore.
Lyrically intricate, explosively energetic. So I guess it'll be a fun name.
Okay, pass.
So number 15, almost there. Beanie Man's modeling. And Bounty Killer model.
Pass.
Yeah, that's a tie anyway. Beanie Man play Oyster and Conk. And Bounty play Bins and Bens and Beamer.
Okay.
Let's keep it going. Beanie play Dude. And Bounty Killer play Greatest. I just don't know Dude was just man. A you mean Dude with a song. Bounty and since you said Bounty get Beanie Man play. And Bounty get up there him and Sham song another level.
Listen. One man alone. Anyway, I'm gonna say the lyrics.
That's another level? Oh, they said another level was better though.
Really?
I don't know another level, so.
But the gynecologist didn't find anything in there.
No? I guess they appreciate it. I think they're trying to give bounty some odds.
Listen, at the end of the day, Bounty's energy was unmatched. Agreed. I appreciate his showmanship. Beanie came and added a level of humor, and he was also good with, well, you know, he came with a better catalog of music, in my opinion. However, like, he was really good with the fillers as well. Whenever there was anything that started to go wrong, he kind of covered it. Yeah. So, like, the police came, he quickly addressed it. And so, Bounty had some, yeah. But nobody really was, like, noticing that. But, like, Beanie was distracting from that. Like, he saw what was going on. He was very aware of his environment and the challenges that they were facing. And he kept the show moving along. And that's one thing that I watch and I really appreciated.
Yeah.
So, at the end of the day, they brought two different elements. And I think they used each other's strengths to come together and make a good show.
Yeah. So two more, and then we go from there.
Mm-hmm.
Beanie Man, Nuff Gyal, and Bounty Killer, Cry for Die For.
You're killing me, Alex.
But we know that Nuff Gyal can't sit. We got it red.
I mean, Beanie automatically. Yeah, I love that song.
Yeah.
Fun story about that song. I thought I could do a little performance for that in high school.
And this is why I'm a fan of, like, American hip hop. I know what they're saying, so I can with a conscious say I intentionally picked that vocal song. I picked that clean song. Whereas you playing Jamaican music, I don't know the song talking about.
My lovely Christian Jamaican teacher. Oh, she clutched her pearls. Oh no! Oh no! No!
She knows exactly what that song is saying.
Cut off the music.
Say what, Miss Edwards? We think this is a clean, and then that's the clean version we playing.
That's the clean version.
That's the clean version we playing. But guess what it is? We don't know what it means to have it edited, so we don't know the slang to edit.
No.
We just know the regular profanity, so that's just the editor. So yeah, and Beanie Man close it off. I'm drinking rum and Red Bull, and I want to get a smoked herb. So I guess if you like smoking or you like drinking.
Wow. I'm drinking rum and Red Bull. I had a better...
Because that's a soaker song?
No.
When that's more of like a carnival time though?
Mm-mm-mm.
Oh, I always class it with carnival.
I'm drinking.
Dance like carnival, you?
No.
Well.
No.
All black people music look the same? All Caribbean songs sound the same?
No, they don't. Very different, like...
They get out of time, by the way.
What?
So,
yeah, man.
I will smoke derp. Thank you. Yeah. So they're actually doing this because, of course, as anybody, we don't know when to finish. So they had extra songs. And they went to double. That's when homie Bounty Killer used the African funeral guys.
Yeah.
So Beanie play over that. E rap. King and dance all over that.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool. So, like you said, Beanie had the wide catalog. Beanie had the best banter. The same thing you said, they agree with.
Mm-hmm.
Bounty Killer had the best energy. So, he's a people's champ. But they gave it to Beanie in terms of a song for song.
Yes.
And I agree. It was fun.
But I think he came in knowing that as well. Beanie didn't come there to show out, you know.
Beanie gave him the slap box, Bounty Killer gave him the fight. So yeah. Bounty came to fight to win. Yeah. Beanie and Skim might be playing around.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you can tell, even their attire, like Bounty came in his performance attire with the jacket, the suit jacket.
Mind you, Beanie had it too, you know. But I think he took a look at Bounty and said, okay, I think we'll look too similar. So he took off his jacket.
I'm hoping
that that's what the narrative was, because that's what it appeared to make a lot of sense.
We had to tell them apart. Because both have longish hair. Different size, but similar hair.
I saw a comment that said, Bounty, I love the knotless braids.
Oh.
When I said I died, I had to be revived.
But speaking of hair, they say, why be near the mother of the bride pin up?
Yeah. What was so jokey was that everybody, I guess, was surprised about... Beanie Man's belly. And let me tell you something. As you had to remind me of that night, this is a whole married man.
Mm-hmm.
With his kids. He
is youngest too?
And he is not checking.
He enjoyed himself.
He is not checking because at the end of the day, y'all may make fun of that belly, but y'all could pay to see that belly whenever that belly perform.
Yeah, if that was a concert, I would love to see that live, though.
Okay.
So, but interestingly enough, to show you the power of social media.
Y'all worry.
He was running the next day, though. Okay. Trying to rip that belly off, though.
Mind you, I appreciate the fact that on his social media page, like, he still had the videos of the jokes.
He owned it.
And it brought persons to his page. It brought traffic. It showed that he had a sense of humor. And then he still did something about it at the end of the day. Yeah. So it's like, okay, ha ha ha. Okay, jokes can stop now.
But I going back that. To your point earlier, he's a showman.
Mm-hmm.
So he understands that. And Beanie being, imagine both of them, but Beanie being at the forefront of reggae for decades, so. and he has been carrying on well, so he understands the game and stuff, but he carried well, and it was, I, in my opinion, even though Bounty was the better performer, I echo what you say, I think Beanie for me carried it though,
yes,
in terms of that energy and that banter, because that's one thing I enjoyed with the verses is the banter. At times the Bounty got serious, so it's like
times continuously,
so it's like that was killing the vibe, but it's like, but it's supposed to be a fun, like, harder thing, and he's like, but you're not getting paid. I mean, he might have gotten paid for it, but it's not a paid thing.
It's not.
On the surface, I mean, in the back, he might have gotten paid, but it's not a paid thing on the surface. So I think what probably happened too, and it's pure speculation, obviously, is that he probably thought he's better Bounty to get Beanie Man, and then he saw the catalog and said, wow, this guy really have more songs to me. Oh, I have to prove the world.
That would be so late in the game to walk up on this and see.
Yeah. But some people just believe they're hyped too. Mm-hmm. Like Bounty Killer, like he's in 2000s, like how he's carrying on, like he was performing.
Yeah.
And that was, and why I liked it too, he did what Teddy Riley was trying to do.
What's that?
Perform. Mm-hmm. Like how Teddy Riley, yeah, he is his boy, the first field of them. But he had the guy with him. He had the guy with him, and then he had like all the studio and this, yes, and that sound and stuff. Yeah, that's what he's
get
trying.
Get the people what they want.
And Bounty Killer, so that's pretty cool. And so overall, I would say it was enjoyable.
Yeah.
It was worth the hype. It was worth the wait. I'm interested to see what direction they go into next.
I am as well. I think my phone doesn't believe in me. It died. But goodness. TLC had offered up themselves to the,
yeah, to go against SWV
or somebody else.
Uh-huh.
So I think that would also be a good one. I like that we're going down memory lane. Jesus Lord, we widen the road. And like it'll take us back, you know, to our high school days, to our college days,
back in the time. Uh-huh. Oh baby, yep, whatever.
But I mean, like, it's bringing that nostalgia and everything. Nostalgia. And I think people are enjoying that. So, like, okay, I'm locked up. I'm cooped up in the house. There's nothing to do. I might have the music of today. But then if I can go back in time and, like, look at the other songs and the music that made me happy or evoked other feelings.
Oh, when I used to be free.
Yes.
And around people.
When outside was open.
That's something.
And I can think back, not just about these songs, but about the memories that are associated, yeah, with these songs. I think that makes me feel a little bit better. And if I feel a little bit better, I might be a little bit more hopeful. But I may be reaching to high-hanging fruit, but that's quite fine. No, but I think, hopefully, I'm thinking that that's one of the main objectives, just to lift spirits with this whole thing.
And keep you busy. I think it's a skill and a tool that we tend to forget. And if you don't hear it, or if it's put down for too long, you'd be like, oh, I didn't know so-and-so was popping.
Yeah.
And that's really every time the few I've watched, you watched good much of them. Mm-hmm. It was like, oh, I forgot he signed that. Oh, I, yes, forgot this song. Oh, the song was good. Oh, and if, and I definitely did the,
he wrote that? He helped to produce that?
Yeah, that was, so I think those are the fun parts. So cool. So kudos to Beanie Man. Kudos to Bounty Killer and Swiss Beats and Tim Milan, all those involved with the verses. I think that's a pretty stand-up job, and let's do that. It's fun. It's real fun. That's what's getting. We keep on talking. Probably talk after this, but it's fun. So
I'm gonna be sleeping.
Probably. All right. So cool. All right.
one is called Lover's Choice.
Is